This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Several more witnesses are scheduled to testify Friday in the second public impeachment hearing concerning U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes. National Security Council official Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Trump's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, and Fiona Hill, a former Russia advisor to the White House, are among eight witnesses set to testify next week. Matt Small, Washington.
President Donald Trump has gone to the U.S. Supreme Court trying to block a subpoena for his tax returns filed by a New York prosecutor. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
President Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block a subpoena for his tax returns. Just last week, a three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against President Trump, saying his tax returns could be released by his accounting firm. But the president's lawyer told the court Trump is immune from indictment or prosecution while he's in office. The subpoena seeks the president's tax return since 2011 for a criminal case being prepared that includes allegations of hush money payments made to two women who had claimed that they'd had affairs with Trump long before he was elected. A congressional committee has also subpoenaed the accounting firm for similar financial information. The Supreme Court is being asked to take that up, too. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two people are dead, and the gunman is in grave condition after turning the gun on himself at a high school in Southern California Thursday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It happened on the quad at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita.
Multiple shots fired, possibly people down.
L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegener says they got a look at the surveillance video, which shows the gunman
withdraw a handgun from his backpack, shoot and wound five people, and then shoot himself in the head.
Students initially thought the gunshots were popped balloons or musical instruments.
I see people running and the campus supervisor screaming for everybody to get out.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says there are a lot of questions.
Many people are asking why. That will come with time, but right now, our focus is on supporting the community.
This all happened on the gunman's 16th birthday. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters paralyzed parts of the city for the fourth straight day Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has details.
On university campuses across Hong Kong, thousands of students dug in on Thursday. Surrounded by piles of food, bricks, petrol bombs, and other homemade weapons, they're waiting for what happens next amid the city's escalating violence.
Actually, we don't know. We need to see how the government responds, see how they respond to our tactics, and then we'll decide our next step.
Police have said they will temporarily avoid direct clashes with what they called high-spirited rioters in order to give themselves a breather and avoid injuries. But they have said one institution, the Chinese university, has become a weapons factory and arsenal, and referred to protests on all campuses as another step closer to terrorism.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A key UN committee has condemned North Korean violations of human rights. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
The United Nations General Assembly's Human Rights Committee has approved a resolution that says North Korea may be committing crimes against humanity through widespread human rights violations. The resolution was sponsored by the European Union. It cites numerous violations ranging from torture and rape to restrictions on freedoms of thought and religion. North Korea's UN mission called the resolution politically motivated and based on fabrications. The 193-member assembly is expected to adopt the resolution in December. I'm Mike Gracia.
And a ceasefire announced early Thursday between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad began to unravel within 24 hours. The Israeli army said it had resumed airstrikes on Gaza early Friday in response to Palestinian rocket attacks. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.